Murray McCourt joins us from the PGA of Alberta. Murray, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Jason?
I am all right. All right. Hey, how are the Cowboys doing right now?
A lot better than I thought they would be. How are the Dolphins doing?
Well, hey, just as good as the Cowboys, winless without a Super Bowl. So that's all I know.
Well, that's true. And you get a better draft pick this year because you suck. So.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean they'll use it. Trust me. They need a receiver. Everyone knows they'll receiver, so they'll probably take a tackle. Awesome.
Yeah. You know, it sucks that we didn't get any golf in this year because the chirps haven't been happening as much lately as usual.
I know. It's disappointing. I'll have to get out there. Speaking of golfing and getting out, I know there's like $1 million in merchandise that usually, you know, a lot of people are buying. Is there something new that will be unveiled this weekend?
Well, the big thing that's new at the golf show this weekend is all about the new equipment that all the suppliers are going to have on the driving range. You know, the golf season's about to get kicked off, and several of the large manufacturers, TaylorMade will be there, Callaway will be there, and you can try out all their latest and greatest equipment that is about to be in all the pro shops in and around the Edmonton area for people to buy. So a great opportunity to decide what they might want to buy once the snow melts and the golf courses get open by trying it out first at the consumer show this weekend.
For a guy who's been around golf as much as you have, Murray, it's never like there's going to be major changes or anything, but has there ever been one thing that came out that you felt really revolutionized the game?
Question that is. Over time, as the club heads got to be really big, it definitely made the game a lot easier and the playability of drivers that much better and that much easier, and to the point where the rule of golf changed to put a limit on how big they can actually be. So that speaks to the changes and the difference in golf that the club heads getting bigger was making. So I think that was probably the biggest thing that comes to mind off the top of my head that made a big difference and made the game a lot easier for people to play.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And now, you know what, you've got it. Do you ever adjust? Do you have a driver that you can adjust? Like, I see people that adjust. I've got mine fitted once. I never adjust it because I have no clue how to adjust it.
Yeah, most drivers now have adjustability to them. So if your swing has some changes to it or whatever, you can adjust a driver to suit your needs at the time, or hypothetically you're playing out in a really windy day, you can adjust it before the round to lower the loft on it so you can keep the ball a little lower and out of the wind. So there's definitely advantages to that, and makes it a little simpler for people when they're shopping too, because with the adjustability it can make the loft go up and down a little bit and whatnot. So instead of, say, golf courses having to carry a multiple range of lofts and drivers, they can carry one, and they can just get adjusted to whatever the golfer's preference is.
Murray McCourt joined us, the big consumer show going on Saturday from 9 till 6, Sunday 10 until 4. What else will be going on there? If dad maybe says, man, I got the kids this weekend, you know, the wife's going out of town, is there things to keep the youngsters involved if you go down?
Yeah, absolutely, especially on Sunday. Sunday's the big junior day where there'll be clinics going on throughout the day for juniors, but there is a junior area both days where we have some absolutely unbelievable junior teachers with the PGA of Alberta right here in Edmonton that are going to be there to give lessons to the kids and get them interested and excited in the game. And we have Bouncy Castle down there, and Dan the Balloon Man is going to be there to make some cool things out of balloons for the kids. So that's absolutely a must-see for all the kids, to get them interested and excited in the game. And that's a big part of what the PGA of Alberta is all about, is looking to grow the game, and this is one of the ways that we do that.
Yeah, you know, it's the young kids nowadays, man. I mean, I was a kid, I never, well, maybe it's my dad, but there's none of my buddies. No one was really playing golf very much. It seems there's way more kids nowadays, at least interested in picking up the clubs at a younger age.
Yeah, which is absolutely awesome. If you listen to the doom and gloom in the States, the game of golf is not growing, and it's awesome to see in Canada and the interest of the kids in the game. And you know, like I said, there's lots of absolutely amazing junior leaders in the game, and not only in Alberta but in the whole country right here in Edmonton, And with them being at the golf show, it's a great opportunity to bring the kids down and get a good introduction to the game and meet some of these great pros that we have that can guide them along the way.
Murray, you've got that going on this weekend, and then next weekend out at the ranch, our own Lieutenant Eric is taking part in the what's it called? Is the Winter Warrior Challenge?
Winter
is that it?
Winter Warrior Challenge. You bet. It's going to be awesome.
What is it?
What is it? Is very similar in nature to like a Tough Mudder or a Spartan race. It's 5 kilometers, 12 obstacles. One of the obstacles that's not included in that list is obviously the snow and the cold, because the entire course is run on our property here at the ranch, and there's still a lot of snow out here that people are going to be running through, and you know, it's a tough 5 kilometers for people to come out and try, but it is for people of all you know, levels of fitness, because you don't even have to run it if you don't want to. You can just walk. It's just a challenge. It's not a race. It's all about you getting out there and being active and embracing winter and having some fun along the way. And it is in support of the Rainbow Society of Alberta. So a portion of every entry goes towards the Rainbow Society of Alberta. And we're happy to partner with them and raise some money to support their worthy cause and put on a great weekend to expose to people in Edmonton that we're more than just a golf course. We have a lot of different things that you can do out here during the winter for business meetings, parties, weddings, that type of thing, right here at the ranch that are pretty unique and can't be done anywhere else in Edmonton.
Are you participating?
Well, I have to work because it is a big day for us. Participation, we're not 100% sure where it is. Registration closes on Wednesday, but we're thinking that it might double in size and have pretty much 300 participants this year, which would be awesome. But the answer to the question is yes, I'll be participating at least twice next week running the course. It's not myself. I don't set up the course. John Kerr, our events manager, has designed it all, and myself and several of our other staff will do it a time or two next week and make sure we don't get lost and make sure the course is marked properly so everyone can find their way around and not miss out on any of the challenges or the obstacles that are out there.
Okay, now I've been to the ranch lots. Where does it start? On what hole?
It starts on the first tee box and ends at the 10th tee box, a big circle around the property. So you start and finish very similar locations.
Okay, and so does it involve the back nine, or is it strictly the front nine? Just trying to get a visual.
Yeah, it's all over the place. Like some of the neat obstacles, for example, the pit, which you visit regularly when you're out here golfing.
That's easy.
One of the funnest obstacles is you actually get a tobogganing disc, a plastic disc that you slide down into the pit, which is a heck of a lot of fun to slide down into the pit, but that's the easy part of the challenge. The hard part of the challenge is then you have to climb your way up out of the pit through the snow and whatnot, which it's fun going down, but that's not a fun trek getting back up out of the pit.
So do people wear for footing? I'm assuming you're not wearing big Sorels just because they'd be too heavy. Are you wearing like light winter boots?
Yeah, when I do it, I wear running shoes. I think most people wear running shoes when they do it, but you could wear boots if you wanted to.
And your feet get soaked.
Yeah, absolutely. Part of the challenge. It's nice. You know, and gloves too are important because some of the obstacles. One, as an example, if you're familiar with the course on the right hand side of number four, if you hit it off to the right of the green, there's a big huge hill there. Well, you go towards that hill from number two, and then when you get to the bottom of that hill, you have to crawl up the hill underneath a 75-foot long cargo net. So there are a few obstacles like that where you're on your knees or crawling along through the snow and whatnot, and so gloves would be a pretty important item to have while you're going around the course and make sure that your hands stay a little dry and warm.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'm not sure when. Hey, Michelle, when's Eric shaving his head?
That's on the 19th, I believe.
Oh, okay. So
he'll have a full head of hair.
The hairball will still be out there. All right. Okay. Cool. Well, Murray, enjoy this weekend and have fun next weekend. Don't hurt yourself.
Just a lot of hard work, Greg. A lot of hard work.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Murray McCord from the ranch, and of course, part of the PGA of Alberta. They host the big consumer show this Saturday and Sunday at the Expo Center.